Even though it's tough, a lot of people in the know think that this lockdown certainly is the best thing. One of them is Professor Stephanie Grah, Viral and Structural Immunology Lab Head of the NHMRC Senior Research Fellow, Adjunct Professor at Monash University.
What will she know?
Stephanie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, Professor, why was the lockdown the best step?
Okay, so we need to stop the transmission and we need to leave time for our contact tracer to do their job and to actually be able to contact everyone that might have been in contact with people who have COVID-19. To make sure those individuals are tested, they're looked after, and they're isolated as well. And the best way to break the transmission of the virus between individuals is actually to stop people from moving and meeting and greeting. So the lockdown is definitely the best way to do this.
So tell me, a lot of naysayers, I guess, or people who aren't in the know are sitting back and having quite a dig at the contact tracers. From what you've been able to observe, is the job a lot bigger than many of us actually realise it is?
It is. It's a very, very big job, and it's very difficult because now we are asking people to trace back where they have been over the last week, and that makes their job very difficult. You need to call everyone. You need to make sure everyone understands. Everyone is getting tested, is getting isolated, and following all the procedure pretty well. But also, you need to make sure that people who haven't used QR code when they went to different places, that they can actually recall when and where they have been. And 1 week, for some people, it's really complicated because some of us are moving quite a lot, as we've seen with the number of places that are actually contact places.
Yeah, I can't remember what I did 10 minutes ago, let alone the last week.
I know. I was trying to trace back what I've done last week, and it's like, yeah, number of places you go, even if you're not doing a lot, it's actually quite large.
Yeah.
So at this point, how important is vaccination for Victoria?
Well, if we don't want any more lockdown, that's the only way forward, to be fairly honest. So vaccination protects people against COVID-19 disease. So you will still be able to catch the virus, but you won't get sick. Or if you are sick, it will be way less severe than if you don't have the vaccine. And the second thing that people might not realize is that the vaccine also lowers your ability to transmit the virus to others, which means you're actually protecting yourself and you're protecting the whole community by getting vaccination. So it's really important that people are actually getting vaccinated if they are eligible and if they can do it.
So a lot of problems that came up yesterday with general commentary is why was the whole of Victoria locked down?
So I think one of the issues is that the different contact places are very wide. So the map we saw on the news where they actually put those red dots on the map of Victoria, it's actually really widespread. And I think one of the issue and concern is that if this extend even further, we might have a lot more places that we have to be quite concerned about. So we have to, unfortunately, just treat the old Victoria as being potentially a place where the virus could have been transmitted to individuals. And to do so, the easiest way is actually to put the old Victoria in lockdown. And I know it's painful for people, but if we are only doing 7 days lockdown compared to other places in the world, we're actually quite, in a very privileged situation here.
Well, it is what it is, and we're in it for the 7 days. Let's hope that's enough time, and we'll see how it pans out. Professor, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Professor Stephanie Grah from Monash University.